I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, November 29. Coming up, the Jamaica Labour Party wins 16th local government elections. NHF adds new prescription drugs to Venlist and Caribbean SMEs to benefit from technical cooperation project. The news in detail after the break.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Now the news. The Jamaica Labour Party has won the 16th local government elections. The party took 8 of the 13 parish councils over the People's National Party's 4 seats, leaving the leadership of the St. Thomas Parish Council undecided. The final results are expected later today. The JLP also won in 21 Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation divisions, while the PNP took 19, giving the JLP leadership of the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC. Meanwhile, only 41% of special electorate, including security personnel and election day workers, turned out on November 25, while on election day, November 28, an overall turnout of 30% was recorded. Official swearing-in of councillors will take place on December 1, with the exception of the St. Catherine councillors, who will be installed into the St. Catherine Parish Council on Friday, December 2. National Health Fund NHF card holders will benefit from the addition of new prescription drugs for the treatment of hypertension and diabetes, effective Friday, November 25. For hypertension, 2 new drugs, Asomex-D and Asomex-LT tablets, have been added. 2 other drugs, Diavista Med 15 SR tablets and Diavista Med 30 SR tablets, have been added for the treatment of diabetes. A complete drug list and subsidies paid by the National Health Fund are available from NHF participating pharmacies, the NHF website nhf.org.jm, or by calling 1-888-643-2273. Small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, in the Caribbean region are to benefit from a technical cooperation project under the Regional Entrepreneurial Asset and Commercialization Hub REACH initiative. The project will focus on generating wealth from intellectual entrepreneurial assets. Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Reginald Budden, says the REACH project will provide capacity building, training and mentorship in technology commercialization, creative industries, intellectual asset management, and product branding value capturing.
Under the REACH project, the IEB, Regional Public Goods Facility, will provide platform users with services that they need to identify, value, and monetize their intellectual entrepreneurial assets, thereby generating opportunities for users to seize intangible value, creating incentives to further innovation, enhancing productivity, and improving competitiveness.
A business lab component of REACH is scheduled to begin in February 2017. The project is being executed by the University of the West Indies in partnership with the Inter-American Development Bank, World Intellectual Property Organization, and the Young Americas Business Trust in collaboration with Jamaica Intellectual Property Office. Visit reachcompetition.net for more information. And the government plans to establish a security polytechnic institution which will enable security personnel to earn certification towards higher learning. National Security Minister Robert Montague says beneficiaries will include members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Jamaica Defense Force, immigration and correctional officers, and security guards. Courses offered will be accredited by the University Council of Jamaica, UCJ.
And over time, as you do on-the-job training, you can accumulate enough credits so you too can get an associate degree, a bachelor's degree, or matriculate at the University of the West Indies for your master's degree. This administration believes that we must invest in you, and we urge you to invest in yourself.
Minister Montague was addressing the graduation ceremony for 173 new recruits of the JCF held at the National Police College in St. Catherine recently. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.